Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha and good evening, brothers and sisters. This is 99.5 FM, The Word. You're listening to Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. My co-host with me tonight is my beautiful bride and my forever wingless angel, Sister Lynn.
Aloha. It is a Freedom Friday.
Freedom Friday.
Well, yes,
we've got a familiar face back in the studio. Pastor James Eric Williams from Life More Abundantly Island Church up in Waiwa. Pastor, welcome.
Hey, Freedom Friday, and I'm so grateful and glad to be back.
It's great to have you back. Free Inside airs Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. right here in Hawaii on 99.5 FM. And we're in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. We have streaming available at www.995theword.com and also at www.grace911.com.
Mahalo, Pula. We thank you for tuning in tonight and joining us as we talk story about Jesus and share an encouraging word to lift you up. Reverend Bulla and Pastor James Eric Williams of Life More Abundantly Island Church is available and willing to serve the kingdom. So if you need an MC, a wedding officiant, inspirational speaker, or need a word of encouragement, please call these men of God at 808-222-2822. Our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And we love to hear from our brothers and sisters on the inside. And our address is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii 96830.
We send our love and aloha to all our men and women incarcerated and to our dedicated ACOs.
Amen.
Lord, bless our Hawaii facilities, FDC, Halawa, Lamaka, OCCC, Wa'ava, CCC, and to the 1,500 Hawaii men incarcerated in Saguaro Prison and the many other prisons in Arizona. We pray for you and your family and ask for mercy, grace, and restoration upon your life.
Amen.
We also send a great big mahalo to our generous sponsor for our Grace 91.1 program. That's in Arizona. That would be the Congregation of the Fishers of Men under the inspirational leadership of Pastor James Byrd and First Lady Lucy Maialona.
God bless you, Fishers of Men.
And to our primary The Word sponsor right back here in Honolulu, a great big mahalo to the Tolbert Foundation.
Thank you, Chris, for your heart of compassion for the broken, lost, and incarcerated.
Well, it's Friday, and it's been a while, but
my God is awesome.
Yes.
That's right. Hallelujah.
And my pastor is awesome, too.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Oh, Pastor Williams, it's been a while, but we're so happy to have you here this Friday evening, and it's November already. Oh, my goodness.
Already.
Yes, it's here.
But you've been busy, Pastor. I know you just opened a brand new facility in Waihewa, 321 North Kane Street, right across from the police station up in Waihewa.
Sir. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
To God be the glory.
And what time is your service on Sundays, Pastor?
It's 10 o'clock a.m.
And I think we have a midweek empowerment service. That's going to be on Wednesdays. What time is that, Pastor?
7 o'clock p.m.
And if you guys want to come up and do some intercessory prayer, we do that every Saturday at 8 a.m.
Yes, sir.
Or any other service that we may have.
That's right.
Well, I know you've got a powerful message, but sometimes, you know, when things are going on, we just got to put a praise on it.
Yes, we do.
We got Tysha Cobbs. Here we go.
To the LMIC family.
There's a healing in this room.
Yes.
Yes, hallelujah.
And breakthrough in this room. It's got my name on it. So I'm gonna put a praise on it. I'm gonna put a praise on it. Somebody put a praise on it. There's a miracle in this room. We toss the name. Breakthrough in this room.
Right in the studio.
Hallelujah. Woo! Right in the studio.
Oh, my mind.
Put a praise on it.
My mind.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my mind. Hallelujah.
You know, I heard that song sung up by our island praisers, you know, at LMAIC, and I got to give a due shout out to Jamise Miller and the whole team. And I just heard Tysha Cobbs, but I'm telling you, what I heard with Jamise was, as good or better. When she just gave it to the Lord. As good or better. And the Lord used her mightily that day.
Yes. Amen.
That is awesome. Again, Pastor Bula, Lady Lynette, I'm so grateful to be back. Thank y'all for the time y'all allowed me during this building process.
Amen.
But God, he has a word for the people. And
hallelujah.
We put a praise on it in here tonight, and we want to put a praise throughout the airways.
Amen.
But
hallelujah.
Pastor Bula, trouble don't last always.
Hallelujah.
And I want to talk about, I feel it's a turnaround. Mm-hmm. And this is a message I've been meditating on. And I said, God, what would you have me say coming back on this Freedom Friday? And he says, it's about to be a turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
And in Psalms 46, the first verse, it said, God is our refuge and strength. And this is what it says, Lady Lynette, a very present help in trouble.
Yes. Amen.
Now, I want us to understand something. It says he's a very present help in trouble.
Amen.
So God, he allows trouble
mm-hmm.
because that's when he said he's at his best.
Mm-hmm.
He could have just said he's a help in trouble, but he says he's a very present help in mm-hmm. trouble. And Pastor Bula, what I noticed throughout the Bible, God always showed up with men and women of God when they mainly was in trouble.
Hallelujah.
It's almost like God just sit back and say, I'm going to let Satan do his, mm-hmm. what he think mm-hmm. he's going to do, and then I'm going to show up on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you may be thinking tonight on this Freedom Friday, I'm in so much trouble,
mm-hmm.
but that's when God is at his
hallelujah.
Best. His word don't say he's a present help when things are going good.
Good.
It says he's a present. And I don't understand it. So let mm-hmm. let me clarify that. Now, I don't understand why God waits for trouble.
That's right.
But I do know this. He is a very present help in mm-hmm. a time of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And you may feel like you're in trouble right now, but I'm telling you, it's about to be a turnaround.
Hallelujah.
Everything that Satan has been doing, everything going on in the news, God is about to show himself mm-hmm. strong. He's going to begin to restore in your life. I'm telling you, I see families being mended.
Hallelujah.
I see a marriage. Just coming back together. I see God moving in this year, in this season,
amen,
like never
amen.
Before.
Hallelujah. You know, and that's the one thing that people, they always tend to, when things are going good and they don't see God, you know, and then when things are bad, that's exactly when they turn to the Lord. But like you said in the scripture right here, Pastor, a very present help in trouble. It doesn't mean a part-time, doesn't mean some of the time, a very
right.
present. When you're taking those steps where you're walking, Jesus is walking with you in every step.
He's walking with you. And what I love about this, Pastor Bula, it lets us know we're not going to be absent from trouble.
Mm.
Because it wouldn't have never said he's a present help in trouble
mm-hmm.
if we wasn't going to be in trouble.
That's true.
But that's encouraging. My brothers, sisters that's mm-hmm. incarcerated, you may feel like you're in trouble now, but that's our time to depend on Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Bula, on Sunday, we were talking about the sun and mm-hmm. solar panels.
That's right.
And I noticed something about the panels.
Mm-hmm.
It don't say they solo panels.
Mm-hmm.
They're solar panels.
Solar, that's
and
right.
And what God was showing me, he needs solar people.
That's right.
Because the whole thing with the solar panels is to pull from the sun.
That's right.
Somebody needs to hear
hallelujah.
Me.
Hallelujah.
The reason this world is the way it is because it's the absence of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I went on to look up the panels, Pastor
yes.
Bula, and they said, why won't the world just go to solar panels? It'll
mm-hmm.
be easy. We ain't got to pay electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the absence of the sun. Sun
that's
and
right.
cloudy places.
Cloudy places.
Amen.
So
you're right.
It can't go, the whole world
that's
can't
right.
go solar
right.
because the sun is not reaching.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, somebody ought to hear me.
Right.
And so if we would just get the sun to reach those cloudy places in our life that we have blocked God out,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter. He can shine in the prison if you allow him to.
Hallelujah.
He can
hallelujah.
Shine in your home if you allow him to.
Mm-hmm.
And what we noticed was the solar panels, they get their energy, they get their power from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he said he's a present help in a time of trouble, in essence, what I want to tell you got to allow him in. You
hallelujah.
Got to stop thinking you can do it on your own.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We can do all things. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, mm-hmm. through Christ.
Through
and
Christ.
We have to get to a point where I can't do it without you, Jesus. I don't care what the news is saying. I don't care what people are saying. I'm a living witness. If you allow God to shine in your life will never be the same.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the wonderful thing about photovoltaics is what we're talking about here, photovoltaic concepts of electricity.
That's right.
The way you get more power is you have more solar panels connected together like the body of Christ.
Wow.
And that will draw more from the sun. And it gets to a point where the energy level becomes so great, you're actually able to store up some of that energy
that
in the batteries.
True.
So when the sun don't shine or when it's dark, you've got some backup inside of you. So the more we can get the solar panels or the believers together, the more we can draw from the sun and have that eternal power, Pastor.
Oh, I feel that, Pastor Bula. We drawing from the sun.
Mm.
And I believe we've made up in our mind that we're going to draw from the sun.
Hallelujah.
We're going to get connected.
Yes,
Pastor
Bula,
that's an awesome revelation. We're going to get connected. Listen, you can still get connected even while you're incarcerated.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because your first connection is to God.
Hallelujah.
And then you can begin to connect people and tell them about the goodness of the Lord. And watch this, Pastor Bula. I noticed something. People are going to know where you drawing that power from.
Amen.
Because when we should be looking like we're down and out and we're tired, yeah, in and of ourselves, we are. It's been so much going on. We're preparing for this election, and things are just chaotic right now. But the true believers, the remnant of people, we're drawing our power from the sun.
Hallelujah.
Now, when Joseph, when he started out on his journey, and Pastor Vula, I felt this even before I drove to the studio, that Joseph's biggest problem was with the people closest to him.
That's right.
And it was his brothers. And I'm telling
you,
prophetically, I feel God is speaking to someone that you've withdrawn because someone close has hurt you. But friend, I want to tell you, now is your time to lean on the sun.
Yes,
he
hallelujah.
Is a very present help in trouble. And what I love, what God gave me this turnaround at, because Joseph, he didn't get upset, Pastor Buddha.
That's right.
He didn't charge God. But in the end, Genesis chapter 50, when he came back to the ones that hurt him, when he was able to face them again, he didn't get out of the will of God. He didn't say, oh, I told you so. But he said something so profound. He said, what you have meant for evil, God has made it work for good.
Ooh,
I'm
hallelujah.
Telling you right now, I'm fired up.
Hallelujah.
Because God said everything that Satan has used to bring evil, he's about to turn it around. It's about to be a turnaround in your finances. It's about to be a turnaround in your body.
Hallelujah.
God is going to begin to heal. God is about to restore things. I'm telling you, all you got to do is be encouraged. And now all you got to do is say, Satan, what you have meant for evil in my life, God is about to make it work for my good.
Amen.
Watch what God do.
Hallelujah. In fact, you know, when you're talking about the turnaround, the photovoltaic panels, the solar panels that are created today, they have a pivot axis. The longer they realize, the longer the solar panel is exposed to the sun, the greater the retention rate
that
of the energy or the power. So the longer you stay focused on the Son of God, the longer you keep moving on that axis where you're just looking at him, the more power you get from the Son himself.
Amen.
The more power you get. And Pastor Bula, I believe it's in Matthew's Gospel chapter 10, when he was getting ready to send them out, it said, and he gave them power.
Power.
And
that's
the first
right.
thing it says he gave them power over was unclean
spirits.
We don't have to. The enemy has no power over us when we're connected to the Son.
Hallelujah.
He gives us power even over unclean spirits. And so in this season, the devil is not going to defeat you.
That's
the
right.
devil is going to have to get back off of you because you're connected to the Son.
Hallelujah.
And the Son is going to begin to, I feel power going through the prison system.
Hallelujah.
I feel power going through the home, the broken home.
That's
Pastor
right.
Bula, I'm telling you, it's a turnaround. Joel 2:28, he talks about the latter rain. And we're in that place now where God is about to release the latter rain. And this is what he says. He says, I'm going to restore to you everything that the caterpillar and the cankerworm has taken.
That's right.
Some of you feel like you've lost so much. The enemy has taken this. And one of the things the enemy is trying to take in this season is joy and peace.
Hallelujah.
Friend, it's time for us to get our joy and our peace back. Just because Christ has already died on an old rugged cross for us, he's already went down to the pits of hell and took the keys from Satan. Friend, we win. How do you know that, Pastor? You just tickling my ear. No, I'm telling you what the scripts say.
That's right.
In any good movie, the person that wrote the script already know how the movie is going to end.
That's right.
They know it's going to end. No matter how bad the movie
Amen.
Looks, the person that wrote it already know it's got to end. And I'm here to tell you the good guys win in the end.
Amen.
If you got Jesus on your side, you win. Why? Not because I told you so, because it's written in the script.
Well, you know, that's the wonderful thing is that in the Word of God, we've got 66 books. We've got 1,187 chapters. We've got 31,102 verses. Don't read the whole book tonight, but I'm going to tell you, it starts off with, in the beginning, and it ends with amen.
Everything amen, in between, I like that.
We still come from victory. We're not fighting for victory. We fight from victory. God's going to replace the schisms and schemes with his visions and dreams if you're obedient to the voice of the Lord.
Yes, sir. And Pastor Bula, in 1 Corinthians 15, he tells us it's Christ that gives us the victory.
Mm-hmm.
So that even helps us even more. Victory is something that we're not trying to achieve. It's
That's
something
right.
that we'll receive.
That's
Let
right.
me say that again. Victory is something that we're not trying to achieve. It's something that we receive. He's already won the battle. He's already gave us the victory. And so in Joel 2:28, again, I love this text because when God says about to be a turnaround, he said, I'm going to restore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, things that you felt you lost, God said, I'm going to restore all that. The canker worm, that word canker, it's like a cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It's things, the canker worm comes to eat things away. It's like a cancer. But God said in these last days, that's what he's talking about, because he said, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, all you got to do is be in position for the pouring. Let me say that again. All you got to do is be in position for the pouring.
Amen.
God is going to pour out his spirit. He's doing it right now. Friend, woman of God, man of God, be encouraged. Don't let what Satan has meant for evil turn your heart away. Get your heart toward God and know all this is working for my good. I just read to you that he said, I'm a very present help in trouble. I don't know why God likes to, but he likes to show up late in the midnight hour.
Hallelujah.
He waits till everything seem all chaotic. I don't understand it. If I understood it, I would tell you right now. But I do know this, he's not a man that he should lie. And when trouble is present in your life, I'm telling you, Jesus is about to show up on the scene. I just need you to shout right now, it's about to be a turnaround.
It's about to be a
turnaround on this island. It's about to be a turnaround in the prison. My friend, you may be locked up, but you're not locked down. Just like the thief on the cross, you still can make it to the other side.
Right.
This
right.
is not your last step. Jesus told the thief on the cross, today you shall be with me. The end goal is to be with him. It doesn't matter where you at physically now, spiritually, as long as you're with the Lord, you got it going on.
Hallelujah.
We talk
about the shift all the time. And for those of you that can still remember how to drive a stick shift, on one side of your dashboard is the speedometer. On the left side is the tachometer. Some of you, you're trying to do everything you can. You're ready to shift to go into the next gear. You're redlining your tachometer. And the Lord's going to take the natural to the supernatural. Some of you are sitting there. You haven't even started your car up yet. And you're wondering why everybody else is getting into a higher gear. How can you shift if you can't even get the thing started? You got to do everything you got to do in the natural so that the supernatural can arrive.
My goodness, Pastor Bula, why did you go here? Because when you're talking about driving a stick shift.
Yes, sir.
You can only be in one gear so long.
That's right.
Amen.
And if you stay in that gear too long, we know it in the natural, you'll burn out the clutch.
That's right.
And the reason a lot of people are getting burning out because you can't stay in the same gear. We should always be advancing with God.
Amen.
First gear, maybe when you got saved, you was excited
That's
about
right.
God, but it's
That's
time to shift. Because to whom much is given, much is required.
That's right.
And when
Amen.
We in trouble, I noticed Amen. Something, Pastor Bula, about when he says, I'm a present help in a time of trouble. He wants to show up when things look so bad for you because God wants to show himself strong. So watch this. When he deliver us out of it, we won't think we did it.
That's right.
We'll give exactly. him all the glory. So sometimes he just allows things. Listen to me. What you're going through now is not the end.
Mm-hmm.
It's a latter rain that God is about to release.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe me, in your devotion time, read Job. And then God comes back in the book of James chapter 5 verse 11 and he tells us this is the New Testament. Job is the Old Testament. Why are you bringing Job back up? He reminds us, don't look at the beginning of Job. Some of you, where you at right now, God is about to turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
And Job, the end, he got double for his,
That's
here it
right.
is again, trouble.
Trouble.
Why? Because God was a present help in his time of trouble. Just because Satan came in and did some things to Job, that wasn't the end of the story of Job. And so because that wasn't the end of the story of Job, my friend, I'm telling you, that's not the end of the story for you. I don't care where you at right now. You get about to get some double for your trouble.
Amen.
Well, you know, I heard a great preacher say the other week that where you at ain't where you're going.
That's right.
You know, and you got to realize that where you at, that's not where you're going to end up.
Wow.
Amen. It's,
you know, and you've got to realize that if you feel like you're at the end of the rope, tie a knot and hold on. That's the best time to
Hang
be swinging on a
good,
rope.
Sir.
Because when you've exhausted Hang everything you can
Jesus.
And you're trying to, see, sometimes God puts some correction in your life so that he can make a connection so that you can follow his direction. But you weren't listening to him when you're on the other side of the fence. So he puts you in a place where he's got your undivided attention now because he wants to correct you to make that connection, to give you some direction, so you won't come back in the facility and your life will be changed.
Pastor Bula, we know it in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It said that all things work together. All things, but watch this, Pastor. The end of it, he says, work together for good. Mm-hmm. That means no matter what I'm going through,
that's right,
the end result is always going to be good. Mm-hmm. And you got to have that mindset. That way we won't be complaining. We won't be murmuring when we go through things. Because usually when we go through something, it's really not for us. It's for someone else.
That's right. Yes.
Because when Job went through, it was for other people. To bring other people in. And when we go through things, when Joseph went through, it wasn't about Joseph. Everywhere he went, he was able to show people the life, light, and love of God. Mm-hmm. And even though he was in the pit, even though he was in Potiphar's house, somebody ought to help me. Yeah. Even though he was in prison, though he was in the palace, everywhere he went, it was designed by God. Psalms 37:23 says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world, God had already released the script. Everything in your life was already before you and planned out. So don't let Satan bring you down right now. Friend, what you're going through is really for somebody else. God just needs you to stand strong and have patience. It said, consider the patience of Job. Job went through all of that, and the Bible said he didn't charge God foolishly. Even though somebody very close to him wanted him to curse God and die, he said, no, I'm not going to allow you to let me charge God foolishly. When you're going through your trouble, I want to remind you, don't charge God foolishly. Just walk it out. Be patient and watch God bring you through. You will get double for your trouble if you just hang in there, my friend.
Well, you know, one of the lies of the enemy, Pastor, is when we always hear someone say, you know, you're just a failure. With everything you do, you fail.
That's right.
And I'm going to lift somebody's spirit up tonight. This is the Bulaism nugget for the night.
Wow.
Fail to me is first attempt in learning. Fail, F-A-I-L. First attempt in learning. And if you're a failure, that's your first attempt in learning.
First attempt.
Under ridiculous expectations. So you don't win or lose. You just win or learn.
That's
and in
right.
our life, we just win or learn as we go along.
Wow. The turnaround.
The turnaround.
Is here. Mm. It's a song Vashawn Mitchell sings. Turn it around. And he sings the song about God is turning it around for me. And I'm telling you, I never sensed this so strongly like I do. But it's about to be a turnaround. You think about it. It's been so much going on in our government.
Yes.
It's just so much going on. It will make us even say, where is God at? But I'm telling you, it's about to be a turnaround like never before. Your present situation is not your future.
Hallelujah.
What you're going through now, Romans 8:18, I love it. It says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed. Again, God is letting us know our latter is going to be greater. It doesn't matter what you're going through now. I just need you to push forward.
Amen.
Am I talking to someone on this Freedom Friday? Get your freedom back. Well, the Spirit of the Lord is there's freedom. Or there's liberty. Trust Jesus. Pull your power from the sun and watch how you light up in a dark world. Your power from the sun will never run out. And I'm telling you, it's about to be a turnaround.
Hallelujah.
Let God turn your life around. My God, thank you on this Freedom Friday.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
That you would allow us to minister to you. I'm expecting a great turnaround, myself.
Lord.
And only God can do it.
Hallelujah.
God can turn it around for you because it's not the end. If you still got breath in your body, you still got a chance to turn it around. My brothers and sisters incarcerated, don't let the enemy get in your ear and tell you your life is over.
Yep.
No, friend, when you're born again, your life begins.
Amen.
Let me say that again. When you're born again, your life begins.
Hallelujah.
So, Father, we pray for your people.
Yes,
and we stand
Lord.
Against every trick of the enemy.
Yes, Lord.
We are not ignorant of Satan's devices, and we stand strong knowing we get our power from the sun.
Yes.
Not the S-U-N, but the S-O-N. Because the Bible says he rolls with all power.
He
has power for everybody that wants to receive him.
Yes.
Will you receive him today?
Hallelujah.
If you have received him, but you haven't been pulling power from him, rededicate your life.
Yes, Lord.
He loves you just where you are. And
yes,
we love you as well. God bless you on this Freedom Friday. And we look forward to what God is going to do in your life during this season of turnaround. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
amen
name.
And amen.
Amen. Another powerful evening. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Turn around.
Hey, remember, if you want to drop us a line, P.O. Box 89253. That's Honolulu, Hawaii 96830. And you got to know by now, you're too blessed
to be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Hey, we'd love to stay, guys. Monday, we got Pastor Quan. Make sure you spend some time with Papa in his house this weekend. Go to a chapel service or just do your devotions. We'll see you Monday. Have a wonderful weekend. Get some rest. We'd love to stay, but we've got to go.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.